السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل صلاة. رواه البخاري ومسلم. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is the only religion that emphasizes on tahara, on cleanliness. Our ibadah, our worship cannot be accepted without cleanliness. And it is natural, then when a person is impure in clean, he doesn't feel comfortable and ease. If he's salimul fitra, if his heart is not dirty and, you know, it's not filthy, then by nature, if a person in a state of impurity, he cannot feel comfort. There is something bothering him until he becomes clean by taking shower or performing wudu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are sincerely repenting always to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawwabin, making tawbah. And another category was mutatahhirin. Allah Ta'ala loves those who are keeping themselves clean and pure all the time. So if you want to achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what we have to follow. We have to make sincere tawbah all the time. And we have to try to be clean and pure all the time. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, that if I wouldn't be worried about the difficulty of my ummah, I would make a miswak compulsory before every wuzu. My today's topic is sunnatul matruka. Almost we have left this sunnah, unfortunately. And this is such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, this is the sunnatul mursaleen. All prophets, all Anbiya alayhi salam came in this world, they practice on using the miswak. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَرْبَعٌ مِّن سُنَنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. There are four things continuous from all the time of the Prophet, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till all the way to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are four things. Al-haya, number one, a modesty. There is no other Nabi or Prophet came in this world who was immoral. Nauzubillah. Every Nabi, every Prophet, every Rasul came in this world who was full of modesty. Number two, At-ta'attur. Every Prophet and Nabi used to apply a fragrance, itr. Every Nabi loved itr and fragrance, good smell. Number three, as-siwak. Every prophet used the miswak. And number four, you all like it, an-nikah. Every prophet performed the nikah. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized an-nikahu min sunnati. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. An-nikah is from my tradition, from my great sunnah, and it's sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. And whoever refuse and reject this great sunnat of mine, he is not my follower, he is not my ummati. Likewise, In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that if I wouldn't feel difficulty or worried about difficulty of my ummah, I would make miswak compulsory upon them to use before every salat, every wuzu. Siwak, miswak, it is the sunnah which the ummah has left, unfortunately. And this is the sunnah of forgotten. You will find 99% musallis, they are performing salat without using miswak. You don't see miswak in the masajid, in the wuzu area anymore, like used to be in early days. And in this time and era, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that man ahya sunnati in the fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'atu shaheed, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that amongst my ummati, if he revives or make alive that sunnah, that tradition of mine, which is forgotten, neglected, left in the time of fitna and fasad and corruption, if he practice on that sunnah, just making alive that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in practical terms, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become so pleased that he will grant him the rewards of 100 martyrs, mi'atu shaheed, just by practicing that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is called sunnatul matruka, left, the sunnah which is left, ignored, neglected. If he practice in that time in when people are not practicing on it, he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. And what is the reward of martyrs, my brothers and sisters? As we know, before the martyr's blood touches the ground, any drop of the blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already takes him over, forgive all his sins, and grant him Jannatul Firdaus immediately. The moment his ruh depart from the body in battlefield, immediately his ruh and soul enters into the paradise. This is the virtue of one shaheed. And I, by practicing this sunnah, which is left over or neglected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the reward of 100 shaheed. What a great reward, my brothers. Eh? And how unmindful we are with regard to this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many benefits. It is said it's about 70 ahadith for the virtues of the using the miswak. 70 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That much of he emphasized. And why he should not emphasize? Because in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, قال ما جاءني جبريل عليه السلام قط إلا أمرني بالسواك لقد خشيت أن أحفي مقدم فيه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That every time when Jibreel عليه السلام visited me, he emphasized me to use miswak. He used to remind me every visit that, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did you use miswak? Use it. To that extent, every time I was keep on using miswak, so I was worried my front side of the mouth would be rubbed out of excessive use of miswak. That much Jibreel sallam used to emphasize upon me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the virtue of the miswak that tafdhulu salatu allati yustaqu laha ala salati allati la yustaqu laha 70 dha'fan, rawahu al-Bayhaqi aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a salat which is performed by using the miswak compared to that salah which is performed without using a miswak, 70 times more rewarding. And 99% I would say we are not using miswak. Right? We don't even care about it. We don't even think of it. Look how great reward. Just by using miswak, while you making wudu, your thawab will increase to 70 times. Same salat, salatul jumah or salatul fajr, you use the miswak before you make wudu, it will increase your reward in book of deed to 70 times more. Isn't it important? Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated this hadith from Rasulullah. She said that qalat kana nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam la yarqudu min al-layl wala naharin fayastayqidu illa yatasawwaku qabla an yatawadda. Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That whenever at night time for tahajjud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wake up. Or during the day also, after Qailula, he used to sleep after, Dhuhr, midday. Whenever he used to wake up from the sleep, the first thing, he used to use the miswak prior to perform the wuzu. That's how important to use the miswak. Now, what is the time of using miswak? Normally, we think the using miswak is only for the salat, but it is not. There are several occasions where the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to use the miswak excessively. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wake up for tahajjud, or he used to wake up for any salah, first he used to use the miswak. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, even when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter in the house from the masjid, from outside, he used to come back to the house, the first thing before he's entering the house, he used to use miswak. How many of us in our entire life practice on this sunnah? We don't think of it. Before Rasulullah used to get entry into the house, first thing used to use miswak. And then used to get assalamu alaikum, they used to enter into the house. What a great sunnah. Before beginning, in Arab, if you go to Saudi Arabia or Arab country, you will find every, and up till now, they have the miswak in their pocket. They use the miswak in their pocket, and always before salat start, iqama, they rub the teeth with the miswak, then say Allahu Akbar. Up till now, you will see that in Harman Sharifain or in Arab countries, this sunnat is still alive over there. So, this sunnat is not only for the wuzu time, but before you start your salah, before iqama, you should use the miswak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use the miswak even before sleeping. At night, you intend to go to sleep, Rasulullah always used to sleep with the wudu. And this is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we should not sleep without performing wuzu. There's a great reward. But today's topic is not about wuzu. But keep in mind, before sleeping, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make wudu. And before wuzu, he used to use the miswak. What is one of the benefit of using performing wudu and sleeping with wudu? That when a person is sleeping with wudu, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints angel nearby his bed because of the wudu. Even your wudu will break in 5 minutes, doesn't matter. But the beginning of the sleep should be with the wudu, with the tahara. If you do this little amal, and before wudu, if you just use the miswak, is double the reward. So angel is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your bedside. The greatest benefit is, entire night, that angel will guard you, will protect you from the shaitan and devil. Because when a person is sleeping, shaitan comes and interferes, he plays with him, some funny thoughts comes in the mind, he sees the dreams, and he missed the sometimes Fajr Salat also, because the shaitan pee in the ear of the person sleeping. How bad it is, it's peeing in your ear. If you wake up in the morning, smell it. This is unseen, but this is how the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you make the wudu before sleeping, then Shaitan has no power to come nearby you because angel is guarding you. At that night, whatever calamity, whatever disease, whatever illness is befalling, you will be protected from that disease, from that illness, from that bala, musiba, because of the wuzu. Whole night. You won't have bad dream. You won't have terrifying scenario in your sleep. You will sleep comfortably, nicely. And then, because of the wudu, because of the tahara, if you die in that night, Allah will reward you as a shaheed. Condition, you sleep with the wudu. And then, because of the tahara, you sleeping with the tahara, with the wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you to wake up for tahajjud. Because your soul is clean. You sleep with the tahara and angel is there guiding you. He will remind you to wake up for fajr. I mean for tahajjud also. And at least for fajr. You won't miss fajr salat. So there are so many benefits of sleeping with wuzu. And that was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to perform the wuzu. And then he used to use the miswak as well. Another practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before eating, he used to use the miswak. And especially after eating. After eating, also, he used to clean the mouth after the eating. What is the miswak is used in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a twig of pillow tree or neem tree, arak, in Arabic they call arak. That is the best of the miswak. And what are the physical benefit? It should be, okay, the miswak used to be like length of one palm, not so big. You know, that is a funny incident. The Muhajirin, when they migrate to Makkah, from Makkah to Medina Munawwara, and their wives were scared in Makkah, because in Makkah was, you know, the culture is different, and husbands had upper hands, and the wives used to be scared. They had no daring to stand up or raise voice in front of the husband. But when they came to Medina Munawwara, then the Ansar, the wives of the Ansar were very free, courageous women of Ansar. So when these Muhajirin's wives mixed with the Ansar wives, they learned something. Ansar wives used to tell, why are you scared of your husband so much? You have to stand up for your right. You don't need to be scared, it's just the man. So they learned something and they started raising the voice, arguing with the husband. Never used to happen in Makkah. So people of Makkah, they were not familiar to this kind of action. And that our wife is not under our control. They are going out of control because of the Ansar. They're teaching them wrong things. So they came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is what happening. Ya Rasulullah, our wives change. They are not listening to us. They are raising the voices, arguing with us. Never used to happen in Makkah Mukarrama. This Ansar Sahabi are teaching them wrong things. So Rasulullah said, tolerate. They are your wives. You have to tolerate. Be humble. Be polite. Akhlaq. Show your akhlaq. Show your character. But then they say, Ya Rasulullah, sometimes it's too much. They are just not afraid of us. Then Rasulullah said, at least, okay, I'm permitting you to beat them with your miswak. Beat them, if they do something wrong, if they don't listen to you, that much I allow, beat them with the miswak. So now, Muhajirin got something, permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They went out and they cut the branches of the tree, miswak like a big sign, like a stick. And they started beating the wives. Now wives came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, what's happening? You gave them permission to beat us? They are beating, they say, what? Yeah, I told them just to beat with the miswak. Miswak is the palm size. No, they got big, big, long miswak. They got chance now, opportunity. So they are beating with the stick now. It's not miswak, it's not small size. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called them back, Muhajirin. I told you people to use just miswak, just to make them little scared. And we are using the branches, the long sticks. Cut off. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized, your miswak should be the size of your palm. Not longer than that, not bigger than that. That was the point I wanted to relate. So real sunnah is your miswak should be the size of your palm, this much. And how thick it should be, like your pinky finger. That is the real sunnah. Today if you go to the market, you get the big size of the miswak. But that real sunnah should be the pinky size and should be this much longer. And that's how you use it, putting like this way, right side first, left side, and then in the middle. That's how you should use the miswak. That's another funny incident. Just how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in were fond of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Miswak was so common among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There was one expedition sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight with the kuffar, jihad. They were keep on fighting, they're not getting victory. So then the Amir of the Sariya, Amir of the commander of the group of the Mujahideen, he called at night and say, what's going on? Why Allah's Nusra is not coming down and we're not getting victory? What's the reason for that? Think about what are we missing? So they thought, and then some Sahaba remembered that because we are so many days in the battlefield and in the jungle, it's far away from the town. So in that area, we don't have miswak. So our miswak we brought from the Madina Munawara is finished, is gone. So now some of us don't have miswak. And we are not using miswak, we're just making wuzu without miswak. So Amir said, yes, that is the reason. We left over or overlooked or neglected one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of that nahusat, because of that, not practicing on the sunnah, we are losing, we are not getting victory. So he ordered every sahabi go out and cut the branches of them and use the miswak. So they all scattered in the early morning, tahajjud time. They cut the trees and they started using miswak. Now in the morning, from the kuffar side, the spy want to look and see and keep an eye what this Islamic army is doing. So he was observing, looking from far every night. Used to observe them, the activities of the Muslimin. So he found this morning strange action. Because he was far distant. He said, every soldier is rubbing his teeth. And there are so many hundreds of the Mujahideen scattered. Fajr time, they are always, everybody is using miswak. So from far, he saw this scenario. Oh man, every man is rubbing his teeth. So he went to his commander. He said, you better leave this place because these Muslim soldiers, they are sharpening their teeth. Now in the morning, when the battle will start, they're going to attack only us, they're going to eat us alive. So protect ourselves, just leave them, man. We don't want to fight again, because they are now cleaning their teeth. It's not good thing. So because the point is, when they practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam using miswak, Allah Ta'ala created the fear in the hearts of the kuffar. Just because of using one sunnah. He created the fear in their heart. And because of that fear, they all ran away. And next morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory because of practicing one neglected sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many incidents like that. Time is not allowing me. So quickly, my brothers and sisters, there are 70 ahadith with regard to the virtues of the using the miswak. Anbiya alayhi salam were all clean like angels, and they become happy and they like good fragrance and they feel uncomfortable with the use of bad odor. Using a brush of teeth is not in the place of miswak. Because in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if you don't have miswak, then use your index finger. Rub your index finger if you don't have miswak. So it shows the replacement is your finger, not the toothpaste, not the brush. So brush and toothpaste will clean your mouth, but it is not the sunnah. For the sunnah, you have to use the twig of the tree. What are the benefits? There are so many benefits of using miswak. It is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the miswak is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you should use the miswak. This is one of the benefits. They will get angry. Angels love you. It cleans your mouth. It removes bad odor. It strengthens your gums. It protects the disease of the gums. It increases your eyesight. It keeps the body healthy and remedy of all the illness except death. It creates good smell in the mouth and grants tawfiq. This is the best benefit of using miswak. It comes in the hadith. A person who used to use miswak at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him to recite the kalima tayyibah. That is the biggest benefit of using the miswak. It creates the good smell in the mouth and it grants the tawfiq to recite kalima at the time of death. So keep the miswak up. When you done using miswak, you have to keep it upright. And it is not sunnat only for the man. This is also misconception. I want to clear it up. This is the sunnat of man and woman for both. Our sisters, our mother think, oh, using miswak is only for men. No. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, Hazrat Hafsa, Hazrat Umm Salma, all the sahabiya, they used to use the miswak just like a man. So it is the common sunnah for the man as well as for the woman, for the sisters as well. So they should also use the miswak at home. It should be rubbed right side first, then left side, and then in the middle. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, it is cleaning your mouth. Rasulullah said in one of the hadiths, keep your mouth clean. You see, very, very important point. Keep your mouth clean because you are reciting the Holy Quran. And this is the opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only granted to the Muslimin, a man. Angels cannot recite the Quran. Angels cannot recite the Quran. Because they love to listen to the Quran because they cannot recite. So whenever a person is reciting Quran, whether in the Salah or outside of the Salah, angels surrounding him. To that extent comes in the riwayat that according to one riwayat, when a person reciting the Holy Quran in the Salah, the angel comes close to him to listen to his Quran. To that extent, that angel keeps his lips on the lips of the reciter of the Quran. So close he comes to listen to the Quran. But if a person, the reciter of the Quran, does not make miswak, then his bad odor comes from the mouth. Even that bad odor keeps the angel away. He wants to come close to listen to Quran, he wants to keep his lips on the lips of the reciter, but because of the mouth bad odor, because angels are pure, they are clean, they are made out of noor. So that's why he keeps away, he stands away from the, he cannot come close. So this is the, from our side, is like we are losing something. The company of the angels, just by not using the miswak. That's how important it is. So if you use the miswak, the angels will be very close to you, and inshallah it will, it is going to be benefit for you as well. And there are so many things, but my time is over. The last thing, my brothers and sisters, look at how important the throughout the life Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the miswak. And at the time of his departure from this world, this is the narrated by Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sleeping on the lap of Hazrat Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that was the last day, the Monday, few hours before his departing. And Hazrat Abdul Rahman, the son of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, entered to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the house of his sister Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When he enters, he had a miswak on his pocket. And Rasulullah was so weak, he couldn't even speak. So he just looked to the other, Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr Siddiq, he looked to the miswak by sleeping. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was very smart. She realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked to the miswak, it means he wants to use the miswak. So she borrowed the miswak from her brother Abdul Rahman. He said, bring your miswak from your pocket. And she chewed it because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so weak, he couldn't even chew the miswak for himself. So the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala chewed it and she gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that all the angels were there, Jibril salam, Mikael salam, Israfil salam, they were all there. And Rasulullah could see them, right? So the last amal before departing from this dunya, Rasulullah did, he used the miswak. And the moment he used the miswak, his mubarak soul is gone out of his body. That was the last amal. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala proudly used to say that my saliva was the last thing enter in the mubarak mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am so fortunate, I am so lucky that last thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took from this world was my saliva, because she used the miswak and gave it to Rasulullah. She chewed the miswak, gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he did miswak and Malakul Maut took his ruh away. So this is how important, my brothers, practical sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shown us that we should use the miswak, start using the miswak, and inshallah there are so many physical benefit, spiritual benefit. It is the great sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.